What is this subreddit, you might be thinking, and why does it talk about assholes so much? Is it because people like assholes? I think in general, maybe. I don't know. I'm not one of those people. But this subreddit is actually a catharsis for the frustrated moral philosopher in all of us, and a place to finally find out if you were wrong in an argument that's been bothering you.
Did you write it?
Drunk so much wine on the way home, she puked all over the side of my car.
Oh, and out the window.
Out the window.
Whilst driving.
Yeah. So I tried to clean it off, but I haven't entirely. So I just have like puke stains all over the side of my car.
You should probably just turn it in and get a new car.
At this point, I might not have a choice. I think I actually do think that the acid might have caused permanent damage. So, Volkswagen dealership of Torrance, California.
Yeah, mixing hard cheese and acidic red wine, and then what else was on the menu? Like a short rib or something?
No, dude, it was like maybe like vegan rice or something.
Oh, so
like,
nothing hardy.
No, it was actually, I was really irritated at the time for obvious reasons, but it was also extremely endearing because it was kind of like, oh, you still got it. You still got it in you.
Yeah, nice, babe. Yeah. That's also probably a good sign that she's not getting like hammered all the time.
Right.
Because like she's like, oh, I can still drink like I'm 22.
Yeah.
And then does, and then pukes on your Volkswagen.
Right.
The people's car.
It is the people's car. And when you say the people's car, you mean the people of Germany
in the 1940s. The Nazi party.
Yeah. anyway, this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet, but way right at the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
She's back, everybody.
Back in business.
My free day. Haven't left.
Yeah. Free day for everybody who's not watching our video cast right now, because we don't actually have one.
But
he's not only has our video cast actually is just your home security system, which we should give people access. We should give people access to.
I love that.
So that they can watch us live.
Yeah, I'll pull some clips.
Yeah.
That's going to be our live. It's like a grainy black and white video.
From the thermal cam.
The other right side on. Of the predator vision.
Yeah. Freed, not only has he not left, but he's been getting a nice looking beard over there.
That's right. Get a dad, you grow a beard. That's what I always say.
You get a dad,
grow a beard. Grow a beard. And that that's is it. Written that's... in the stars.
what was that? Yes, and improv that just happened.
That's what the elders always said.
That's what the elders always said.
Oh my God. This is abstract left field improv. How was your comedy thing the other day? You did some stand-up.
I'm a star now. I forgot to tell you guys. Okay. I'm a stand-up comedian officially. I've done 3 stand-up shows in the last couple weeks, which is like extremely intimidating.
Right. I think people say, if I remember the many stories that Marin and them say, 3 is the max that you need to become a star, right?
Yeah.
Like you've pretty much already done.
Yeah. Like it's once you hit your basic 3, expect the NBC to call for a Seinfeld-esque deal.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
The comedians say, like, you got to do it for 10 years.
Oh, my God.
4 shows a night. That's like, I mean, a million shows.
They do. They actually do
that's
say
what,
shit like that.
Basically what they crazy. Say. Yeah. And so I'm not going to do that.
Right.
And nor do I want to be, like, famous at this. I just think it was an interesting challenge. And it's really fun. And
I think you should continue doing it.
I like it, yeah.
It helps our podcast.
Oh, well, the fans alone. I mean,
I'm just saying, for extremely and exclusively selfish reasons, you should keep doing it.
Because my microphone demeanor is getting stronger.
That's true. Hold on. What kind of topics do you cover? You cover the politics? You cover?
No, I cover being a dad, getting married, stuff that's going on in my life.
You do black comedy? Are you the white guy who does black comedy?
You know what the deal is with black people and the difference between black people and white people are? I do like a lot of that stuff.
That's the good stuff.
All race based stuff, mostly.
that's what people want to hear
Hot
right now.
Hot topics. No.
Yeah.
I do personal stuff to my life, which is, you know, my feet are swollen.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Like dad stuff.
Yeah. Like dad stuff.
Cool.
Dad stuff. Yeah. don't you hate it when you step on a Lego at 8 in the morning?
Oh, God.
And the crowd goes wild.
And when you just been on your feet all day, working and raising a child, man.
Boy, is my back sore. I was actually thinking of like doing my kid's starting to talk like aging sports star Ricky Henderson. Like he talks like
that's amazing.
He talks like in a cocky third person tone.
Amazing.
Where he's like, Charlie's gonna jump over the couch, and I'm like,
I'm like, really?
Dude, are you?
He doesn't know like how to conjugate pronouns yet.
I'm not sure that. We do.
So
either.
I'm like, dude, you're starting to just sound like Ricky Henderson, where Ricky would be like, Ricky's going to hit a home run. Ricky's going to steal all the bases today. And then, like, you know, like, people would be like, wow, Ricky's got a huge ego. And then, like, he was great, though.
Right.
My kid's kind of got that same perspective where he's just like, Charlie's going to jump over the house. And I'm like, dude, where do you think you can jump over the house, dude? You're like, he'll try to jump and touch, like, a spider in the top of the ceiling. I'm like, dude, that's 8 feet away. You're 1 foot tall. Like, His ego is through the roof right now.
Right.
It's funny.
That's a good bit.
So there's a bit that is undeveloped.
I like when
that's
comedians...
now burned and I can't use because my fans are going to be like, we heard it on the pod.
I think a good mark of good comedy, which is what you just did there, is you go, it's funny. That's how you end a good bit.
It's funny.
Yeah,
it's funny.
You had to be there.
Well, I know there's a good idea there, but I haven't worked out the mechanics. Right. And so I'm like, that's probably the first time I said anything out loud.
Like, I like it.
And then when you haven't figured it out, you go, it's funny.
I like that bit. Anyway, so for anybody who's new to the pod, this is not what we do. We don't talk about...
we do some more stand-up.
We do, yes.
Stand-up. We definitely love...
We just practice bits.
Yeah.
It's funny. That's not what we do.
We workshop one guy's stand-up.
That's all it is. It's hilarious. No, that's not what we do. But we do talk about the internet, so let's go to the front page of Reddit.
Let's go there.
And see what has been happening this past week.
Wow, man.
What do you got, dog? Since nobody's heard your voice for a week,
well,
give us that creamsicle, dude.
There's a lot going on.
Let's get this mic a little bit more down in your face.
Venezuela,
yeah,
is happening. Some stuff is happening there.
Yeah, it is.
Do I know what's happening there? No.
Okay.
I sense it is not good. There seems to be two groups that don't like each other. And
we don't want to get political.
Yeah, I'm not here to get political, so I stopped paying attention to the details of political things, but some stuff is going crazy there. There are like anti-so-and-so protests and people all over the streets, so... Hearts out to you right now, Venezuela. I wish I knew more about what was going on, and I will find out, but I won't spout off about it because I am not qualified.
Should I explain a little bit of what's going on in Venezuela?
Oh, you know, well, yeah.
I know, okay, so
he's wearing.
Tell me.
He's
what's
wearing
going on?
A Che Guevara shirt right now, dude. He is in.
I'm not only going to tell you about.
Do you say
Venezuela,
Che or K?
Say Ch.
Do you say? K?
Yeah. So Venezuela has been. Basically one of the most one of the least successful countries in the last couple of years, partially because of this guy named Nicolas Maduro.
Ugh.
Who's their dictator. Claims to not be, but everybody basically is like, no, you guy. You're a dictator. So they had these huge protests this week, which basically, I think there were like 700,000 people in the streets. And things are very dire in Venezuela right now. And so over the last couple of days, the protest, the counter, the, what do you, I don't know what you'd call it. Like the guy who's essentially leading the protests claims to be president now.
Yeah, like which was cool. He just straight up was like,
I'm
now the president.
I'm now the guy. Yeah, and everybody was really psyched. And
according to one crowd,
right? Yes,
it's hard to quantify.
Yeah, that's true. And the U.S. it now agrees, and they're saying, yeah, that guy's president now.
Yeah,
and a bunch of other kind of traditionally democratic countries like, have all said, yeah, you're right, that guy's president now. So Nicolas Maduro's a little like, well, fuck you guys,
whoa,
and told all the diplomats from the United States to leave.
72 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's pretty grim, but also maybe on the up. I mean, Nicolas Maduro is a fucking terrible monster. They've had a lot of problems with inflation.
For a long time.
It's been pretty bad over there. So I think
Didn't they also I'm with Dog Boobs here. Didn't they kind of pick a fight with the U.S. over oil, like in the mid 2000s? And then
I don't know that much back.
And is there some like underground? I'm just gonna I'm just gonna guess here that like the U.S. is pulling some of those economic hitman strings, kinds of things, to like topple their government or something like that.
Right.
It feels like something else is going on.
Yeah, it's a
lot. If you know, call in.
Yeah, call in.
If
our trend. By the way, speaking of calling in, so
if you're a Venezuelan history major,
yes. We had a we had some bad audio glitches the week before last week when Fried and I just went ham on Capozzetto and talked about Chloe Bryan. The week before that, we had some audio problems. A couple of you guys have pointed it out to us. We're sorry, and we didn't bother stop yelling at us. We're not listening. No, we don't know why our audio does things like that. Sometimes it just does. I think it has something to do with, we're going to blame Apple computer.
For sure.
Again.
Shout out Delphina Baisden, dude. She was all over it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So we've had a couple people tell us.
She was like, get your shit together, guys.
Damn.
And we said, we've just been hitting that capo too hard.
Yeah. We're just saying, listen, like, subscribe. 3 stars. If you don't think it's worth the 5, we'll take a 3.
Or give us 5 stars for being honest and transparent.
Yes.
I would actually, part of me wants our fans just like the truly dedicated fans, like our tried and true, like French Chinese man,
mm-hmm.
fucking all the OTs, all of our
Delphina's homies. Been hot on the Instagram.
Delphina, I want all of them to give us a hard 3 stars on iTunes, and they go, it's okay.
Yeah. It's not S-Town, but it's somewhere in the middle.
I would love people to start all of our comments on our Instagram or on our iTunes to be like, it's pretty good. It's not S-Town because we're nothing like S-Town.
I would love that.
Shout out S-Town.
Shout out S-Town.
Friends of the pod.
Friends of the pod. Not friends of the pod. The character is featured in S-Town or Friends of the Pod.
I like how we're like turning into Ref Jeff.
What's that?
Ref Jeff is a Nick Kroll sketch from his nice. Show, and he plays like a really needy loser referee who's trying to be friends with all the guys on the court during the games. He's like, "Hey, so what are you guys doing later? What are you guys up to after the game?"
They're like, "Shut up."
They're like, Mark. "Shut up, Jeff."
his characters. I've always been a little bit on the fence because some of his stuff is a little obnoxious, but that's kind of the charm of Nick Kroll.
Yeah, he is like a little obnoxious, but you can't not love it, too.
I mean, his characters are also genius. Like, they're really funny.
Yeah, Ref Jeff is one of the best because he's so pathetic.
Yeah.
And he's like this little, like, old Jewish referee and, you know, around these, like, 7-foot-tall black guys. He's like, hey, guys, like, what are we doing after the game? We're going to club him? We're going to club him? You know, it's like, amazing. It's just so good. And it's fantastic.
Ref Jeff is good. And then what's the one he does? What's the club owner guys?
Oh, Rich Dicks?
No. Maybe.
Oh, Bobby Bottle Service?
Bobby Bottle Service.
That was like the original.
Bobby Bottle Service is one of the greatest things.
That was the original like internet guy.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Do you guys want to hear something else that's really interesting that I feel like the world discovered this week thanks to...
Thanks for getting us back on track.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I couldn't pass this up. It's from Today I Learned. Today I learned Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Tom Hanks have regular colonoscopy parties where they prep together overnight and share one car on the ride to get their colonoscopies the next day.
That is
fucking cool, and I think they need to make a bit out of it because not enough people go get their colonoscopies, guys, when they're that age.
I've never gotten a colonoscopy.
No, I didn't either. When are you supposed to? I think you're not even supposed to until you're like in your 40s or something. Or like that's when they're like, okay, you gotta come every 4 years.
Yeah. It seems like a fun thing to do.
It does seem like
a fun thing. I don't know if fun's the right word, actually.
I mean, do you get knocked out?
I don't know.
No.
You don't?
You just get it.
You get plunged, right?
I actually don't know. I thought they stuck a finger in there and like poked around, but I don't know if they put a camera up there too.
That's not a colonoscopy. The finger thing is
that's called butt stuff.
It's called butt stuff.
You know
it's called
what?
Foreplay.
I would pay an extra multiple hundreds of dollars to be knocked out.
tight. Yeah,
that, you might
that's,
be knocked
that's
out.
On brand for you,
right?
Yeah, we know.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we know about that. So anyway.
big revelation here.
Yeah, you know,
dog boobs would voluntarily
would
take
pay
the drugs
yeah. for that. I don't want to be conscious when that's happening. Nothing wrong with
just,
it.
You just want a taste of that sweet, sweet death.
Yep.
I think
sweet, sweet death.
I think I found my favorite front page post of all time from somebody named...
of this past week, though, right? Let's get back on track.
Yeah, of this past week, but of all time. All right. Of Hoodliner 987, number 7 down.
Cool.
My daughter hates the sun, and she drew me a picture of her yelling at the sun.
Oh, I did see that one.
And it's like this little... crummy picture that a kid drew of this like pissed off little girl yelling at the sun. It's exactly what it says.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it's just like very charming, and it's like it's just exactly representative of how this girl feels. And I'm just wondering why she hates the sun so bad.
Good question. I don't know.
No kid hates the sun, and she might have one of those weird diseases where she's allergic to the sun.
It's possible. Yeah. Maybe she's
a vampire.
Here we all are.
A vampire. Yeah.
It. Yeah.
Look at that sad. So here's another couple things that actually happened this week that were. Very pertinent to like big internet moments. So Reddit, for some reason that I haven't totally been able to make sense of, they have been painting photos of other Redditors. Have you guys seen this?
No.
So there are like 3 posts from this past week. So on number 12 down, it says, took a while, not perfect, but I painted the guy who painted the other guy's mom. And it's like a painting of a guy who has a painting of a guy's mom, right? And then if you go down to...
This is getting weird.
It gets weird. And if you go down to Redditors and paintings, so number 24 down in this past week, it's just...
I love this.
It's an ongoing series of all the people who have painted photos of other people painting photos.
This is amazing.
Yeah. And it was hot and heavy this past week. So I think it was just one of those things that just like kind of snowballed from nowhere.
That's like my favorite thing about Reddit.
I know.
Is weird shit like this. You know, these people probably live in completely different corners
totally.
Of the world.
Like unexplained.
I love it.
Right.
That's pretty
wow,
sweet.
That's so cool. can you guys paint? Can any of you guys? I feel like Dog Boobs has a little painter streak in her.
Yeah. You know what?
Maybe I can see that.
Here's the thing. I'm not being cocky. It's just the truth. I am extremely artistic and very talented.
Okay.
And that's just it. You know, tell me to pick up a chunk of clay and I'm going to make a marble statue out of it.
That'd be weird because that's a marble. Okay.
So I'm good at it.
Take a chunk of clay and I'm going to make a completely different structure.
That feels like an answer in a job interview. Like, hey, give me a chunk of clay.
Yeah, I'll turn it into marble for you.
Taj my fucking hall, that. Bro.
That's
how about
fun.
That? Now Google me. Hire
Google
me.
Google me.
Hire me.
God.
So you know what my drunk and pukes all over my car girlfriend and I have been doing lately? That's how I'm going to describe her from now on, to her chagrin.
I just like
she's actually not that. She's an amazing, amazing woman. We've been
like
together
you're
for
just
7 years. But
dating a college sophomore. It's
I know.
Cool.
It's all good.
I'm just glad that like we're at a point now in our relationship where I can say that kind of stuff, knowing that like she'll probably still get mad at me a little bit, but it'll be kind of funny and cute and not like maybe she's going to break up with me for saying that. But
she doesn't listen to this pod.
No,
anyway.
No, absolutely not. So, but
this
anyway.
This is pretty much therapy.
This is pretty much therapy. Yeah, so she and I have been hosting... we did it once. We tried to do it a second time, and it didn't work. So we've hosted once.
Please
we're going to do
swinger
another.
Balls. Please say swinger
balls.
No. Please say swinger balls.
We've been doing Bob Ross painting parties.
Whoa!
Where people come over.
Holy shit!
And we get a bunch of canvases and
a bunch of capoeira.
Get a capoeira, lasagna.
Wow!
And,
what?
We get acrylic paint. And we project a Bob Ross episode on the wall, and we just follow the directions.
How many drugs do you do?
I would say...
Capozetto, so 5.
Yeah. Wow. That is awesome.
That's
what a great
It's fucking
idea.
Fun. It's how really, is, really nice.
How's the... this? It's a really great idea. It sounds really fun. I want to be invited.
I'll invite
is
you.
It BYOC Canvas?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then...
that's generous. You guys are generous hosts.
How is everything coming out?
Pretty good. I mean, it's really
hard.
How hard
is it to follow? Yeah.
It's extremely hard because his like ability to do little things well, like the wisps of trees
I feel
and
like
shit.
You need like a flick and a grace. Dog
and
boobs,
I think that's
any
the kind of shit
here?
That you, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you got to practice a lot to capture that technique.
Because you need like a light.
That's all like, I've got to say.
I think like you need a light wrist. Like a light wrist, but also has to be very...
Yeah.
You have your fine motor
movements.
Right.
You gotta like channel your heart through your
Oh, see, I wasn't even considering channeling anything.
That's how I teach a class.
Said like a true painting professional.
Yep.
But yeah, so we've been doing that. So back to the painting thing, back to Reddit. Another one I saw, 22 down. Fucking hilarious. It was posted 17 hours ago. So this one is hot and heavy, rising to the top. And it's a photo. It's from Funny. It's a photo of a Glade air freshener directly behind a candle. And it says, set up a candle in front of your Glade air freshener to throw fireballs across a room to establish dominance in front of your peers.
This is terrifying. It looks like a flamethrower.
I mean, that is a real fucking life hack right there.
And those things, they squirt juice every, like, what, couple minutes?
Right.
So every couple minutes you get a flamethrower.
What a great way to modernize chemtrails.
Seriously.
You know?
I love that.
Yeah, that's true. Are you talking about putting the chemical that they're spraying on us to inoculate our sperm into a Glade air?
Yeah,
nice. Dude. I like it.
Like, when we become the internet society and everybody is wearing their VR headsets and we are online all the time looking at RedTube.com.
In our haptic suits.
In our haptic suits. How is the government going to get the chemtrail juices to us?
Well, and exactly. And
it has to be through Glade air fresheners.
Because we're all going to have crusty butt from those haptic suits.
Right.
So you're going to need them.
Right.
Because your house is going to be stanking.
Right. Exactly.
It's like smelling your worst enemy's couch cushions.
Totally.
You don't want to do that.
FBI, I know you're listening. Sorry. There's a tip.
There's a free tip for you guys.
We're consultants. Hi, at digireddit.com.
I just found another painting, and it's like a cartoon version, which is, it's funny because it just is not real life. It's
right.
And the guy's, he goes, it's a bit shitty, but I painted the woman who painted the guy who painted the lady who painted the swan. And it's like very much like a cartoon.
That's amazing.
Oh, I love that.
It's
everybody's unique style.
See, I don't know where it came from, but it's tight.
It's a cool idea.
Here's a great story of the nerdiest thing I've ever heard. So 26 down, today I learned Gary Gygax, his wife, was convinced he was having an affair, so she followed him to a dimly lit basement and burst into the room, only to find him and his friends hunched over hand-drawn maps. Gary would go on to invent the role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Some nerdy-ass shit.
God, that is awesome.
And then what's not in the story is that she chewed him out for being a dork and a nerd, and she said, I'm leaving you for a real man who can make me come. And then 2 years later, he became a billionaire.
Yep.
And he was
and
like...
And she came crawling back to his Dungeons & Dragons
To his
money.
Dungeon.
Yeah, He's to like, his dungeon.
If you want to be with me, you have to live in a cage in my dungeon. I'm the master now.
I mean, I'd want to see a list of the things I would get in return, because maybe I would be down with that for $1 billion, like for even $1 million. Not a million.
Because you know they're...
Minimum 100 million.
You'd have one of those like Cribs fridges that was like just full of juice all 100, the time.
Yeah, I'd have like a mini fridge, a dog bed.
That's all you need.
Yeah, and a bucket. That's all I need.
And a bucket.
As long as it's a certain amount of time a day...
So wait, what was the wager? You would stay down in the basement for the rest of your life?
I'd stay in this guy's Dungeons & Dragons dungeon for $100 million. But this is where it gets murky. I'm like, how long? How many days a week?
Right.
You know what would be a cool experiment? Is if we lock you up in a dungeon, but we give... and okay, you got that mini fridge, you got that juice, you got that bucket. What you don't have is work emails, okay? So you're stress-free.
Yeah, which means I also don't need my Lexapro.
That's right. So you're down there. True. We also leave you...
But do you really want to get rid of your Lexapro?
No.
We leave you an unlimited supply of... you have a digital camera and then a bunch of SD cards.
Yeah.
And you have all of you figurines galore. And so we just see what kind of movies you start making. And let me tell you what
would happen.
I'm paying $10 a month for subscriptions for
Thank
that.
Thank you.
So I think
maybe I don't even need the Dungeons and Dragons.
You don't need them. You just need the dungeon.
Like,
you just need the dungeon.
Cam girl of all time.
That is a really, really sad, hilarious cam girl that I would watch.
I think
I would love to watch.
So there's just we're on chatterbait.com, which is the most popular cam site.
Right. Is that real?
That's true.
Oh,
that's
Chatterbait?
Chatterbait.com.
Oh, wow.
Is that like Masterbait?
Yep. You got that one. You picked up on that.
I know. I've got a filthy mind.
And there's all these like...
No, it's just a chat room about what bait to use while you're fishing. Yeah. I think it's the...
Chat, so how do you... chat and bait. And it's a bunch of old fishermen.
Bass fishermen from South Georgia.
Just talking about chat and bait. Hey, so that's really funny.
Which lure you think is going to work in the morning?
So you have all these women and then you have one middle-aged girl. I guess are we middle-aged? Yeah. I guess we're kind of middle-aged.
It just sounds there. So bad.
Millennial girl. Yeah.
I wouldn't say
I think when dog I think middle-aged, I think like 45-year-old Betty from
I think like, you have Wisconsin. To like have yeah. like be like a house beaten yeah. up housewife.
That's not what it is. You have this young lady who is playing with figurines and is creating an ongoing multi-part episodic series that you tune in every day at every Wednesday at 6.
I think that's fucking awesome.
I think it's a great move.
What I was gonna say was, I gotta
figure out how to fix your mic here, dog. I feel like you're like what's talking happening? You're just like you're talking to Dom. There you go.
All right,
there we go. Let's just like talk directly into it or make an attempt.
I was gonna say I think the cam girl world is only at its infancy.
Oh, for sure.
With, yeah,
like it's basically just sexual right now, but
right.
I would you kind of want to tune in to see just like what people do. And
yes, it's and like I, combining influencers and cam girls into one, and you can just literally live but with it, the influencers you care about.
Yeah, but you don't want to like the influencers are lame. You want like the weird people in the dungeon be like, what's like old Dungeon Rick
yeah,
up
that's
to?
And true.
Like,
oh my god.
And then you just like check in and
that's actually
it's not sexual at all. He's just like I got this thing going on. I've been building like a match to couch. I'm like, whoa, this is weird. I can't
feel
stop
like
watching.
That you know, like, is one of the greatest potential art pieces that has not happened yet. As like, because remember what was
cam
that really
people.
Funny cam people, cam families,
cam families, yeah, what? Cam folks with an X,
cam folks, cam folks, cam folks. .com.
Is it
and
taken?
It's just fucking Middle Eastern families that you snuck a camera into their house and you just watched them live their lives.
You guys, that's not that website's
whoa,
not.
How
taken.
Do you spell it?
Cam folks.
Cam folx.
Cam folks.
Cam folks. Folks.
But that would be. Do you remember that really funny Twitter account that was? It was basically the personality of a dad, like a divorced dad who was going through a midlife crisis.
No,
it's really funny. I don't remember what it was called, but it was like a really popular Reddit, or I'm sorry, damn. A really really popular Twitter feed for a really long time. But it created this world just through this guy's daily personality on this thing, and it would be really funny to do that.
Yeah,
and there was also, did you guys see? I know it was on Reddit not too long ago, but it was. That video, so it was like so sad but so funny. It was this guy was a vlogger and he would review whiskeys, like Scotch whiskeys.
Oh,
nice.
There was one of the videos where his wife was literally leaving him in the background, was like packing up her shit,
and he's just like,
and he just is like really depressingly like. Testing Scotch.
Wow.
And it's so.
And she's like yelling and she's like.
She's just like, it's just depressed. Like you can feel the tension in the background just like watching their weird interactions and like. And it was, it's so dark and funny and weird. But it's like something like that where the story is outside of the frame, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really funny. To do that over a cam girl site would be fucking genius.
And I think like as. You know, like Instagram and a lot of the social networks that are sort of younger based are very poppy. And I feel like the people that do well on there are like trying to be cool and dressed up. And it's like, I don't want any of that.
No.
I want this guy that's like getting divorced.
Oh my God.
He's like into mice or something. You know, like that's what I'm like, whoa, this guy, what's going on here?
How do you create that? Oh, that's funny.
God,
how do
you get it?
I don't know. I think we need a talent scout.
I really like it. Okay, so let's cover a couple more of the front page today, and then we'll get over to the topic of today, which is, what are we doing today, Freed?
We're doing...
Am I the asshole, right?
Where did it go? Am I the asshole?
Oh, yeah.
Which is really funny.
Which I could immediately relate to, and maybe you guys can, too. And
so
I think a lot of people can.
Here's one. I don't know if this is going to be this could be really loud. I don't know how this is going to work. Maybe I'll have to just like overdub it. But I saw this last night. It was submitted 4 days ago. Kazakhstani language is the sound of a diesel engine trying to start up at negative 40 degrees. Did you guys see this?
I literally have it pulled up and saved in a thing so I can watch it.
Can you watch it right now with the volume turned up and maybe I won't have to overdub it?
Are you saying Kazakhi? Okay.
Kazakhstani.
Yeah. Kazakhstani.
Okay, here we go, guys.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Whoa.
What
is that? What kind of car was that?
Holy,
it sounds like a diesel.
Yeah. Oh,
which,
my God.
Which isn't racist. We're not being racist. It just sounds like, when I hear, it sounds like that.
When I hear languages like that, it actually is so impressive because I'm like, to the untrained ear, it sounds like you're just saying like a combination of four different sounds over and over. But to think that he's like telling someone the news right now.
Yeah, it's communicating on a higher plane of existence.
Guys.
You know?
God, language is amazing. More,
language is fucking tight as hell, dude.
Based in just like guttural sounds. I don't know. Do we sound like that to them is the question.
Well, I doubt it because
I think we sound
English
like this.
Is such a...
Wow, 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 wow,
wow. Yeah. Wow, 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 wow. You know? Like Americans?
I mean, I think...
What kind of non-human item do we sound like to them? Like, do we sound like a inflatable raft?
I think we sound like Hollywood. I think they would think that we... Because this is the thing, is like we reference that as a familiar thing to us because we understand that what that reference is.
Because we all drive diesel trucks.
Because we are a diesel trucking pod. That's what we talk about. that's what we do.
Exactly.
We drive diesels. We drink hella good red wine.
So,
and we podcast.
That's who we are. Whatever.
Those are the three tentpoles to our community.
Sucks for you.
And bass fishing.
And bass fishing.
Funny. Chat and bait.
Love it. Okay, one more quick thing that is really funny that was... Anyway,
chat and bait.
It was high... Oh, man. Let me pull it up again.
All right.
It was a tweet that says, a patient at work has just been told they're too large to fit in the machine for a scan. This. So they have to go to the London Zoo and have it done in an elephant scanner. I have never felt so bad for someone in my life.
That's a sign that you need to lose a couple lbs.
Or that you are the most powerful human in the room.
That's true.
Bigger than all of them.
And then, you know what that person's going to say at the end? They're going to go, never forget.
Never forget.
Because elephants.
Yeah. I'll never fucking forget all of you who laughed at me. Yeah.
Do you, because this is an interesting question. Like,
so fucking
at
dark.
What point do you shame the fatty?
Or I think you just did that. Saying shame the fatty.
That sentence.
Yeah.
Because.
At what point do you shame the fatty?
Well, it's a weird thing, right? Like, we get shamed a lot for things that are vices.
Right.
Drinking, smoking, weed.
That's true, yeah.
And never do we shame... There's no shame for, like, eating shitty food, which could be considered a poison.
For just eating, eating
which
Nabisco crackers with cream cheese for every meal.
Like, more heart disease, death.
For sure.
And, like, healthcare costs.
Yep.
And so, in a way, I'm not saying less, like... I think there could be a public service... Like, hey, let's eat healthier this year.
Oh, for sure.
Or something
well,
like
I think
that, you know?
I think it's become
not this one person, but
it's an interesting thing because it's kind of intertwined with the body positivity movement.
Yeah,
which I think is a little complicated because body positivity kind of implies overweight and being okay with it.
But apply it to smoking cigarettes.
No, I totally agree.
And like, look, lung positivity. Like, don't offend my lungs.
Yeah,
right.
They're gonna do what they're gonna do.
And, right.
Yeah.
And
sorry.
Right.
And it's like, well, yeah, but you're going to die too. So,
yeah.
This is so off topic. And you finish your thought because this is going to change
the course.
And I apologize, but I got to say.
All right. So,
go on.
Well, we'll close out the body positivity conversation. I think it is, I agree with you, but I think there's also, I'm on a bit of a conspiracy kick today.
Ooh.
My chemtrail suggestion. I think that also.
You are getting older.
I'm getting older. There's so much money in processed foods.
Yes.
That I'm sure that. There's an implied, like, we should all be okay with how fucking weird and misshapen and chubby and unhealthy we are, because, like,
of course,
no one, like, love you as you
dude,
are.
Dude, fucking K Street, dude. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
and eat more Doritos, right? Yeah. I think that's kind of the implication a little bit. So, I mean, like, all of our fucking ads have to do with bad food for you, right?
Oh, yeah. If, like, 1% of people stopped eating crummy food, like, the food economy would crumble or something.
Totally. So, I think
crumble like a Ritz cracker, that clogging your arteries.
Exactly. I think that's part of the reason that's the case, though. It's the same kind of conversation with, like, big pharma and shit, where you're just like, opiates are bad. They should have been out for a long time. And be like, yeah, they should have.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're making a lot of money, so.
Well, you should get rid of them.
Yeah. Gotta put that genie bag in the bottle.
to put that genie back in the bottle is like a phrase that doesn't really apply to anything, but applies to everything.
You guys don't believe in genies?
Oh, wow.
You anti-genie?
Oh, wow.
Is that what you're saying?
Typical atheists.
Typical atheists.
Typical in-your-face atheists. Don't believe in genies. Don't even believe in genies. What's wrong with you guys?
I forgot that you were once a celebrity on atheism.
Yes. That's where I got my start.
Or something like that?
Yes. Atheism. IMDb used to have a message board community that I was very active in, and it was politics, actually.
Right.
What?
And had an alter ego.
So strange.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Every time
that
you reveal something new about yourself, it's better than the last. And I'm like, it's impossible. Oh my God. It's impossible.
It's so fun. So, like, I used to post a lot and, like, get into arguments with people on the IMDb politics message boards.
Wow,
and was so prolific, and I was a completely fake person.
Did you have a username that, you know, character you played?
Little Alice.
Oh, my God.
So are you telling me that you would get on, like, the Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets fucking message board, and you'd be like, but investigate Hillary Clinton's emails, though, and then all of a sudden it would spiral out of control?
What about Benghazi? No, I would actually, they had a politics-specific one.
What? It was, why?
I don't know.
That's
it was
so strange.
The strangest thing, and they got rid of them, like, a while ago now, because this doesn't make sense.
This was, like, the comment chat room boom of, like, the late 2000s.
100%.
And remember, everyone's like, let's do chat rooms, let's keep people there, and then they just started, like, becoming a problem.
These,
and then everyone's like, we got to just get rid of these.
They're like, this is awful. Yeah, this is toxic.
Oh, that was an interesting time.
It's toxic. But there were so many, like,
little peep trolls, like Little Alice.
Yeah, 100%. So there were, like, a handful, not a handful, there were, like, 20 names that you would see all the time, and so you would be like, oh, we all know him. He's the grouchy boomer that's, like, super conservative and
that's
racist.
Amazing.
Or, like, that kid is literally from Iraq, and he's the most conservative asshole ever. Like, weird stuff, to the point where I was added to the IMDb politics message board wiki.
No.
As a personality.
Fucking
what?
Way.
And this whole time?
And it said, yes. It said, Little Alice, sniveling liberal bitch.
Oh my God.
Yes. It was amazing.
I didn't know you were an internet celebrity.
I wish I had a screenshot, because I don't even think any of that exists anymore.
You've lived 1,000 lives.
I really have.
Lived 1,000 lives.
I am so impressed.
God, yeah. It was amazing.
Man, we gotta.
Can't believe we were sitting here with Little Alice the whole time.
I know. I mean, cat's out of the bag, guys. Now you know who I really was.
I feel like maybe you are a celebrity on Reddit and you don't realize it. And have you ever tried to search Little Alice and see if you're a conversation?
Oh my God. I feel like it was.
Wow.
I feel this is how legends are born. Dude.
I mean, I just don't know, to be honest. I don't know.
That's so strange.
Yeah.
You're the greatest. You're sitting here the whole time.
Yeah. You guys didn't even know it.
I mean, that reminds me of the way, because you know how, like, bodybuilding.com used to be, like, this crazy men's rights group or something?
Yeah.
And it was just, like, one of those things to be like, why?
Like, what the hell
just
happened?
For whatever weird reason, everybody just kind of galvanized around this bodybuilding forum. And I guess it's the same thing with you and, you and the IMDb thread.
It's true.
I don't understand how the internet works. I don't fucking get it. Anyway, was that what you were going to tell us that you were?
Oh, no. I was going to tell Freed here that your beard is giving me Ted Bundy vibes.
Oh, because the documentary came out last night, right?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a combination.
Oh, no. I look like Ted Bundy.
Of the beard.
This explains a lot.
Currently,
that's been
he's
going
wearing
on.
Like a turtleneck. Freed's wearing like what looks like a turtleneck to the untrained eye. Up. And Bundy loved turtlenecks.
Why?
Because
what a weirdo. He
always wore turtlenecks.
When girls scratch his neck, he could hide the scratches.
Yeah. Plus, it was a very cool look back
then.
That's true. I think it was mainly because it was the 70s, but hey, it probably helped that too.
Yeah, there's a new documentary out on Netflix, right?
We should do a Ted Bundy one that I'll do.
I would love to do that.
I need to watch that.
Yeah, we should. You should. Yeah, be our.
Because the new Zac Efron movie is coming out this year too.
Is he playing
That's
Bundy?
Right. Yes. Yeah, he is. And I'm actually. I feel like he's primed for a big break. Like he's become an incredibly likable guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I feel like he's actually quite. He's more talented than people give him credit for.
Yeah.
And
if you can see past his chiseled features, there's something there.
Yeah. There's something there.
I feel like he's. I got a lot of, I don't know if respect is the right word, but I don't mind him as much as I typically do with that class of actors and
people. I actually really like him too. He's like, in recent years, like been open about how he got too into partying and stuff right after High School Musical, and how he's really like cleaned up and focused on health and like exploring and extreme sports. Like some rock climbing and shit, and I'm like, good for you.
Rock climbing?
He's into wingsuit,
something like that.
Who isn't in a weed suit? You know,
weed
suiting.
My wingsuit is just a weed leaf.
That's like the most
extreme
California shit I've ever heard.
Whoa!
Sponsored by Red Bull.
Sponsored by Red Bull. GoPro. Fucking Monster Energy drink. Somehow Monster and Red Bull both sponsor you.
And MedMen. Yeah.
Exactly. and MedMen. MeUndies. All right,
cool.
So let's talk about fucking Am I the Asshole, you know?
Yeah, man.
That was what happened on the front page. Some of that, I guess we kind of, you know, didn't talk about a lot of it, but that's fucking fun to matter. I mean, come on.
The only other front page one that it's really fun if you guys haven't seen is it's called like Puberty Hitting You is a Real Thing, and it's like a 14-year-old, a Catwoman. Like walks by, she's dressed as a Catwoman, like really sexy, like black silky outfit.
Right.
And this 14-year-old boy is standing there, and like someone's just captures it perfectly. You see his face, and it looks like someone slaps him in the face, but it's like it's his testosterone like kicking in
just at once. Suddenly
he goes like, and you're like, oh yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly.
That's so funny. That's where? Which one down is that? That's really funny. I want to see it.
Is
it like a Comic-Con or something? Why was this woman dressed as a cat?
It's something like that. So it's 73 down.
You're really getting to the archives.
It was that good.
Tom Brady looks like a single divorced mother who just won full custody of her kids leaving the classroom.
That is crazy.
That is actually exactly.
It's very accurate.
Like. That's fucking hilarious.
I love his whole vibe, honestly.
He's going insane.
He sound like I wouldn't want to hang out with him, but the idea of him is so fucking funny.
So bizarre. Oh, also, we don't really need to belabor this because everybody probably knows already, but fucking Chris Brown, rapist.
Wait, what?
Chris Brown is...
French rapist.
Yeah, French rapist. Just means he's French.
Oh, shut.
Yeah, he got arrested for...
Le rape.
Le rape, yeah.
Okay, fuck him.
He's always been beating chicks and been a douche.
He's a piece of shit.
And everyone's like, yeah, but his music's tight.
Yeah.
And so they sort of let it fly.
That is really, this Catwoman thing is really funny.
For some reason, encapsulates. I'm saying encapsulates.
Encapsulates.
Jesus. Anyways,
it's almost like he passes out. It's really fucking funny.
We'll post it to our website and our Instagram and our and just like our personal Facebooks. So, you know, check it out. Be my friend. Someone be my friend.
Someone be my friend. All right, let's move on. Let's move on to
Am I the asshole?
So the way our process works, sometimes we'll have one that we're like primed and ready to do. Like we're gonna do Ted Bundy eventually because Dog wants to do it. We've been talking about doing Trees for literally 98 straight episodes.
No kidding.
We're eventually gonna do that one. We want to talk about wrestling with our homeboy Bryson.
Yes.
We're gonna talk about the United States government with President Obama at some point.
Yes.
And and then sometimes we text each other late at night and go, what are we talking about in the morning? And then we just throw a couple subs out that we find funny and interesting. And this is one of those where how did you find this one?
I search a couple like tracking Reddit sub tracking boards,
Is that a thing? That,
yeah, and there's like growth percentages. It's like these have grown this much in the last 2 days, and it's just, you know, sometimes they're just a lot of video game stuff.
Right. You use metrics.
I use metrics to try to find something that's on a growth spurt.
Good work.
That is awesome, man. Numbers.
And then you...
Data's beautiful.
I mean, Reddit is so amazing. There's just an endless amount of subs that you're like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. And this is just another one. You're like, how did we not know about it? So, I mean, there are 367,000 readers
on this sub,
which is massive, and 10,000 right now.
Right.
So, I mean, this is a pretty active sub. And I don't know if Dogboobs, are you there? Do you want to read if you're up for it?
Yeah, man.
I don't want to force you.
Stats.
Well, just the top part where it says a catharsis. Do you see that?
Right. Oh, my gosh, yes.
I think this is just the explanation of the sub in a nice way.
Cool. Here we go. Here goes my reading. Get ready. A catharsis for the frustrated moral philosopher in all of us, and a place to finally find out if you were wrong in an argument that's been bothering you. Tell us about any nonviolent conflict you've experienced. Give us both sides of the story and find out if you're right or if you're the asshole.
I love that. Like,
it's so simple.
Yeah.
This is the sub to lay out your actions and conflicts and get impartial judgment rendered against you. Were you the asshole in a situation or not? Post should be truthful and reflect real situations. That means no shit post, parody, or satire. After 24 hours, your post will be given a flare representing the final judgment on your matter. The flare is determined by the subscribers who have both rendered judgment and voted on which judgment is best.
I love that. I love that there's an actual rule system that
dedicates
this. And so then it goes on to there's like 10 pages of rules here, and there's just too many to read.
Yeah.
But what I'm gathering from this sub is that the moderators are very strict about the rules.
Amazing.
It almost feels like Dwight Schrute's in charge,
mm-hmm.
and in the best way possible, where it's like, this is what I said. They deserved hearing that information.
Yep.
It doesn't make me an asshole. Like, there's a lot of
that's so funny.
Like almost mechanical thinking going on here, which is the least empathetic thing ever, right? And I can relate to, like, I don't know. I think a lot of people can probably relate to, like, you said something that you should have said, but it affected somebody in a negative way. And are you the asshole for saying it?
Right.
And I think there's a lot of really interesting stories here. And
something that I think we should all familiarize ourselves with too.
Right.
Oops, is the judgment system. So, like, here are the different, you know, judgments you can receive. YTA, you're the asshole.
It's just such a... I love Reddit so much. Every once in a while, you just find something like this, and you're just like...
It, like,
you have created an entire, like, judicial system.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
It, like, works better than the real government.
There's an ego-verse here that
it doesn't take much.
There's NTA, not the a-hole. ESH, everyone sucks here. NAH, no assholes here. And info, not enough info. So keep that in mind as we go.
There's also, they posted 5 days ago the state of the subreddit.
Oh, really?
Which I think is interesting because that clearly is talking about the State of the Union.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Right.
So, my fellow assholes and asshole enthusiasts, proctologists and surgeons, Supreme Court just asses and commanders and sheiks. It's funny. Bunch of fucking puns. To begin, I want to thank you all for being a part of this judgmental community. We appreciate all of you who participate here and have made this subreddit what it is today. Without your judgment, we would be nothing. 5 years ago, asshole number one, our dear you... Fligner needed to settle a petty office dispute over air conditioning. He was rejected by every subreddit that he tried to post to. It became clear to him that there was a need for a space on a Reddit where people could just ask, am I the asshole? So he created the subreddit that he needed, and despite being the only subscriber, he was judged by the very beginnings of this community. This subreddit is very important to me. I firmly believe that all of us are the asshole at one point or another in our lives, and that if we acknowledge, we can work on becoming a better people. That's actually a very profound point.
Yeah. That is.
That's very true.
You're right, because we all judge.
Right.
And not that you're not supposed to, but I think you also have to remember that you judge yourself also. Like,
totally.
There's a yin and a yang to your judgment.
Ain't that the truth?
It seems like this sub is very much on the rise, evidently. I mean, this was posted 5 days ago, but also there's some statistics that...
I use metrics, man.
Yeah.
Metrics,
it shows that the uniques per month and page views per month, it seems like it's been on the rise a lot.
And just the layout's really interesting. I like that on the very far left of the posts, there are these little tabs, and Dogboobs already talked about you sort of get a grade But right. It's like very easy to see. They're color coded, and you can see if you're not the asshole. If you can see if you're a shit post, you can see if you are the asshole. I think they just this like sub is curated very well. Right. It's like they do a good job. There's so also shout out moderators.
Shout out mods, dude. There's also something kind of tight about how everybody judges a little bit, but we judge in silence. And this is saying like get all the judgments out. Let's have fun with the judgment so we don't judge in the real world as well.
I also like that. You're sort of you're saying what's on your mind in public and then letting people explain why it's either right or wrong.
Right.
And hopefully you learn from some of right. your mistakes and then you don't do them anymore. Or if, you know, it's warranted, then you just keep judging people to their face.
Cool. All right. So let's go into some of these stories. I think there's some really good ones. I think this, man, I mean, just to show I mean, this sub is...
Are you on the top of all time?
Well, I'm in the top of this past week, because I think that right okay. now, a lot of the ones on the front page are in judgment as we speak. The court is out. And then there's, obviously, the past week, since there's a one-day waiting period, the past week shows stuff that's been decided. And obviously, best of all time is going to show everything that's been decided. So,
do you think... I mean, I'm just going to throw a curveball out. Like, could the... court system become like a public forum like Reddit is in a way where it's like instead of 12 jurors we have 300 million Man. People and would you get a better metric? I mean obviously there's like political sway there.
That's a tough decision.
President yeah. Trump that way, so maybe.
I mean yeah, well it's but then do you go I mean
that's kind of what the sub does though question. In a way it's like you're using this large sample yeah. size of people to sort of tell you whether or not you're right or wrong.
But it doesn't really have any real There are no real horses in the race. You know what I mean? Like this is not right. this isn't like actually serious. Yeah. I mean, it is in a fun kind of.
I'm talking about my future community.
Right. You're talking. Yeah. You're talking about fucking Freedville.
Right. Like jury duty means like popping onto Reddit and right. like reading a couple of stories.
I mean, it's an interesting proposition. It's also worth mentioning, by the way. So I don't know if we. Said stats earlier, but this has 367,000 readers in the sub. However, real interesting, this has 10,000 here right now, which I think is
that's a huge lot.
Yeah, and I think that's
I said it.
Oh, you did. Me out. Okay.
I just so this it, yeah. I would say you are the asshole in this. Right. That's let's asshole take it to the boards.
All right, so let's.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of people. Is the point?
Let's go into a couple.
Crazy how busy.
This is how many it's happening on right now.
Wow. I mean,
there's a lot of people who voluntarily are going to fucking jury duty today.
Jeez.
That's what I'm saying. You don't even have to twist people's arm.
I know. All right, so let's start with maybe this past week. This best of past week. Am I the asshole for laughing at my significant other during sex?
Yeah, this is a nice one.
Yeah.
Pre-explanation. Yeah.
Well,
unless it's funny.
Interesting.
Let's see where this goes. Prejudgment. I like it.
Prejudgment. I'm loving it.
Yeah. All right.
I'm loving it.
Oh, it is funny.
Okay. So two things first, and I think this alone already kind of settles the case for me. She just got a smartwatch.
Excellent.
I love that that's a detail that has to be mentioned in this.
Amazing.
Number two, she's not the most active during sex. Interesting.
All right.
So my significant other and I were having sex. I'm on top and it's the usual, which is fine.
It's good. It's fine.
I'm always the one to suggest other positions and stuff. Otherwise, it would just be missionary done.
That is...
I like how sad. He's just like leaving his Kama Sutra yeah. books around.
Is this yeah. a he? Are we sure that this is a he? Oh, yeah, I see. She just got a smartwatch.
But it could be two women. That's true. Do not know.
I've already got her off, and I say, hey, babe, want to get on top? Her. Not really, if that's okay. Me? Okay.
All right.
Continues in and out. This story is fantastic. This is well-written stuff. Suddenly, her watch starts vibrating and chiming. Me, what's up with that? Her, without thinking, oh, it just does that when it thinks I've been sedentary too long. Amazing. I burst out laughing. Can't stop. She got super grumpy about it. We stop. I don't really care because I appreciate the comedy. Now her feeling are kind of hurt.
I love that.
I think...
her smartwatch is telling her she's bad at sex. Kind of.
That's pretty fucking funny.
It's really funny.
I feel like... So, who wants to? What do you guys think? I guess you guys already know the verdict here.
Honestly, two things.
Okay.
If she's literally like I'm sorry. Like, sometimes, okay, I get it. Like, no, you don't want to. But
right.
Are you that fucking boring? Like, oh my God. Like, to me, that just reeks of someone who's, like, not even enjoying herself. Right. And, like, that can't be enjoyable for him either. Right. And when something that fucking poetic happens, you have to laugh at it.
Yeah, I think... I'm going with, like...
She should laugh at it, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of where I net out on that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
That's, that...
Like,
that.
If I were in her shoes, I would be like, oh my God, that's so sad. Like, yeah. Laugh with him.
I have a lot of judgment here.
Live, laugh, love.
First of all, people who buy smartwatches are searching for something in their lives.
Yeah. Right.
They're trying to fill a gap. Nobody needs a smartwatch right. unless it was no gifted to you by it. Like a company.
Or you're so a, or already, you're a professional runner and you need the music and you don't want to carry around your phone.
But you cool you can't idea. Just carry around that watch.
Dude, you get an MP3 no, player.
You need a phone to back it up, don't you?
I don't think so.
Yes, it goes off the phone.
It goes off oh, your yeah, you can cloud. Leave. I don't think it goes off the phone.
I don't I, well Let's fact check.
If
that.
it only goes off your watch, or if it goes off your phone,
you need your phone in your bag.
Technological failure.
Well, that's how they originally were. Anyway,
yeah.
People who wear smartwatches are searching for soul. So she has no right. soul. This okay. is where first okay. where I'm at. She
you are a harsh judgment.
Oh yes. She also isn't enjoying sex, which leads right. me to believe that she's depressed. Because right. like, sex is one of those things that everybody enjoys. And if you can't right. enjoy that,
yeah.
she's either got some chemical imbalance where she's right. depressed or
yep.
yeah.
or she's gay, you know?
Or she's yeah. gay.
Or
she's not in love.
Or asexual.
Or asexual. And all those things are
I'm going to lead fine. Towards depression because of the smartwatch. That's right. to me like yeah. the counter.
I like it.
And the fact that she knowingly said, oh, that just means I'm being too sedentary. Right. It makes me think yeah. it happens often.
And then the third kicker for the depression thing is when something hilarious happens like that, she doesn't laugh.
Right.
Yeah. And sees it as like a personal fault.
That's right?
Like,
empathetic.
You gotta learn to laugh at yourself.
You gotta.
So I think this guy needs to get her on some meds.
Seroquel.
Seroquel.
Some meds.
Yeah. Seroquel's an antidepressant, right?
I've never heard of it, but it sounds like it.
It does sound like it. I'm yep. just gonna make up drug
it
names.
It is. It's oh. an antipsychotic.
Oh, right. oh, okay.
She also sounds psychotic.
Cool. All right, let's read another one.
Good one.
Let's read. That was a good one. Let's read one that is.
Oh, I got a.
You got one? You
yeah,
got a juicy
I do.
One?
I just got a really good one, actually.
Is it, how are you finding it all time?
Top of this past week.
All right, let's all stay on that, just okay. for reference.
Yeah.
It's 14 down. Am I the asshole for not letting my girlfriend peg me?
What does Ooh. That mean?
Because it putting on a dildo strap on and fucking him in the ass. Oh,
okay.
That's called pegging.
That is called pegging.
I feel like I'm going to already...
You're gonna side
judgment on this one.
You're gonna side on no.
I'm gonna go with fucking.
Not.
You're voluntarily allowed to not want
to
be pegged.
You don't have yet. To be forced into a. Sex
but we
act.
Don't know if he's pegged her forcefully right. last week. So.
Right. Right.
Context here.
Is this really quickly? Are a lot of these like
sexual
or parental advisory?
I don't think so. It's I think we just got two in the row.
Okay,
two in
cool.
a row. Context here. I'm a 22-year-old male. She's a 23-year-old female, and we've cool. been together since last March, so almost a year. When we first started cool. getting intimate, she never really had a dominant side and would ask me to do that basic-ass 50 Shades of Grey style of dom play that a lot of girls like now, LOL. Okay. I love this guy. I was cool with that, and it was fun for me, too. However, her friend, who is more a female-led relationship with her boyfriend, has told her about, I guess, being a bit more dominant in bed, and my girlfriend wanted to try some things out. Okay, cool.
All right.
I was game for that because it was pretty tame, and we switch roles frequently to keep things fun. Sounds already like a better sex life.
Right.
Yeah, nothing guy. Really heavy or crazy on either side. But about a week ago, my girlfriend spoke to me about her wanting to peg me.
Okay.
She said she spoke to her friend about it, and she does it with her boyfriend all the time, and they both love it. And that her friend would give us both pointers on how to enjoy it and be safe, I guess. I immediately shut that shit down right away. I'm not a sub, really, at all, and we've never done anything that kinky before, and I don't want anything up my butt.
Mm-hmm.
She was really disappointed and sent me right. all these videos and writings about it, but I still turned it down, and she said it's a firm no. She said I'm blocking her from exploring her sexuality, and her partner, and as her partner, I should encourage and help her grow as a person. I again just said I never never would want to do that. I assume she'll get over it and things will go back to normal. But then today I get a series of texts from her friends saying I'm a huge asshole for not letting my girlfriend explore her sexuality and that I, as her boyfriend, need to please her sexually and try new things with her.
Jesus Christ. That one, this makes me angry.
Me too.
That. I'm like, what the fuck kind of...
That is like sexual pressure. That is...
Yeah, that's technically considered like...
Coercion.
Coercion, and mm-hmm. I think that would be... This is, again, where those, like, flip the roles, and then you got a real serious problem on your hand.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So I think that this is... I think I'm going to go with that guy's not the asshole. This girl needs to chill the fuck out and find a new fucking boyfriend if she wants to peg somebody.
You know what I got from this? The other girl is going around telling everybody around town that she's fucking her boyfriend Brad.
Right.
She's like, I fuck Brad all the time in the ass.
Poor Brad.
And he loves it. Brad's like, whoa, babe, like, that was a private thing. Like,
right.
Put down all the dudes down at the motor pool.
I don't really want to let the dudes at the motor pool know.
That you're pegging me. That was kind of our little secret. And she's like, I do it. He loves it. And it's like,
yeah. Baby, and they're like, babe, can you right. not?
Can you not?
Can you fucking shut up?
Yeah. I didn't volunteer to be the poster boy for getting pegged. This is also
a little bit of like, it's my right, not my...
not my
choice.
Hole.
Which is, I think, again, one of those things where you're like... this one really bums me out. This is like got some fucking gender inequality issues written all over it. So
see what happens when women take all the power. I'm just saying unintended consequences.
People get pegged all over the place.
Unintended consequences, guys.
Because everybody's getting pegged.
Watch out, guys out there. You about to get pegged.
Yeah, I mean, I think not to be all Dr. Ruth here, but I think it's one of those things where anytime. Exploring sexuality, I would like to think that if you want to do crazy shit, it has to be a two-way street.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be...
And it's like if everybody's different.
Everybody's
like,
different.
If you don't want to do something, you don't have to do it just because, like, your partner was like, well, I did it. Now you owe me. It's like,
right.
That's not true. Right. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
So right. This guy...
Well, and I don't even think that was the case in this. I don't think it was like...
Yeah, it's not like...
I don't even think he was saying that. Yeah.
No, it wasn't like she was like, fine, you can do that to me. I don't care. And she hates it.
Yeah, and
then
like,
he won't try something
but
he
I don't
want to
do that. Yeah.
This guy has nothing to do with that. Valocordian Robin Hood.
That's his name.
I love that name.
I assume that, by the way, the judgment here was not the asshole, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Not the asshole.
Is there a writing in the comments, do people kind of give the final, the I don't know what you call it, the bailiffs?
Yeah.
What are they, what's that called when the jury comes out and goes, we don't think that person's guilty for XYZ reasons? The judgment, I guess, is that what they say?
Yeah.
Well, so what's the judgment on this one?
Not the asshole.
Well, I know, but like,
a lot of people are...
NTA, dude.
Yeah, are saying the same thing that we've been saying. She's behaving like a fucking creep. If a dude tried to pressure his girlfriend into doing stuff in bed that she didn't want to do, I doubt she'd take his side.
Yeah.
Also, why is why is her friend so involved in your sex life? Bitch needs to mind her own fucking business and keep her opinions to herself. Yeah. Exactly.
I love this, like, I'm just imagining that person in full judge regalia.
Yes.
Being like a proper, like, voted in by the public judge, be like, bitch needs to keep her fucking mouth shut.
Yeah.
Keep her privacy.
Shut up. Yeah. And then I agree with this really too. Quite
judge
honestly,
Cardi B
this would be a deal breaker for me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She was totally justified in asking. Her behavior after you said no is the problem.
Totally, 100%.
Could not agree more.
Robin Hood, get out of that relationship, man.
Go, get out.
Yeah, get out. Find somebody else to peg with, dude.
Oh my God! It seems like it's almost completely
unanimous.
Unanimous. Yeah.
So here's one.
I would say that one's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I'll read this one, and I see a judgment, but I won't spoil it. The title is "What's AITA?" Oh, am I the asshole for eating sushi in front of my pregnant wife? That's the question.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Interesting.
This is. I would like to hear the case.
Before my wife got pregnant, we used to go out to the same sushi place and order the same thing, but our usual order has raw fish, so she can't eat it now. Terrible sentence.
Right.
She also can't drink, obviously, which we used to do here.
Right.
Okay. Copy that. We went to the same restaurant because she still loves Japanese food but has to order something different. She asked me if I would not order our usual because it makes her sad that she can't eat it. But I'm a picky eater, so I ordered it anyway because I don't really like trying new things, especially sushi, which can be hit or miss. She told me I was being inconsiderate for eating things that she can't in front of her. Am I the asshole? And then, what did he say? Okay, then there's just like a little thing.
Okay.
So that's the case. Pretty simple.
Has this one been decided?
It has been decided.
Okay, so let's go around the table, talk about it a little bit. I'm going to go with... Asshole is a complicated concept in this way because it's like if inconsiderate is right. Is what means you're an asshole, but if the person that's saying, like with the last one we just heard where it was just like you're being inconsiderate for not wanting to do what I want to do, it's like that's not fuck you, that's not how it works, right? But in this case, I think pregnancy is so tough, it's so limiting, and yeah. If it's your partner, I feel like there's somewhat of an obligation to like do things like
that. Be the woman, to it.
Yeah, like the woman is bearing such an intense obligation,
right?
That like you kind of, it's almost like common decency to try to be a little bit more, a little not bend over backwards all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let her peg you, you know.
No,
but like other stuff.
Unless you're into that, but
that's,
I mean,
why you say right. We are pregnant.
Yeah. Right. That's actually, honestly, like, that's the point. Yeah.
And no one's saying you can't eat sushi. Just don't do it in front of her.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I mean, my advice to this guy is, yeah, like when you're alone, you right. Stop at like the sushi place and just do 2 pounds of raw fish. Yeah, totally. And then just come home and she's like, why do you smell like Ono? And
why do you smell like convenience store tuna?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I think what you just said is kind of what everybody is sort of saying here. So right. He is voted the asshole for nice. Essentially being like an inconsiderate dickish
good.
Husband.
Right. I like it.
Which initially I'm like, yeah, what? Like, what's the big deal? But then you're like, yeah, okay. She's going through a lot.
Right.
She's, her body's changing, man. Right. I mean, our bodies, man, they're
yeah.
Changing.
She already right. Probably feels a little strangely isolated from
totally.
The world a little, you know, like
yeah.
Right. You can't drink, you can't, you know, smoke, right. You can't do this, that. You can't even move around as
can't
well.
Do Seroquel.
She got a fish inside of her.
Yeah, she yeah. Literally but is growing a sushi.
She's
She's growing
a California roll.
I go to sushi. My wife does, doesn't eat fish, and I love sushi, and so we kind of don't go that much, but when we go, she orders
right.
Like some veggie roll that's like $22. Right. And I'm like, this is A, not good. It tastes right. Like bad. It's like cucumber and avocado.
Yeah,
I'm like,
course.
This is just like,
this isn't,
it's sort
fishy.
Of annoying.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
totally.
I'm like, she just like, I like the sake teenies. And I'm like, okay, I guess. But like, we're not, you're sort of getting this, like, I'd rather not go that. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In a way.
Right.
God, I'm with this guy.
So you're voting not the asshole?
Changed my mind, dude.
Okay.
This chick's being selfish.
Yeah.
This guy's been working all day on the fields. He needs some raw fish.
I just want
fish.
He's
been working all day on the fields. I want,
you know,
I
when
want
you,
these
you
to
know
start
when you
out
crave,
that way.
You know when you crave sushi, though?
Oh, dude, it's
and you can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, I just need, like, I need to stuff my face with
right.
Raw fish.
Right. I totally get it.
And then I won't for, like, 3 months.
Yep. All right, so let's read a couple. We're getting a little bit close to closing time. So let's read a couple that are undecided as of right
ooh,
now, right?
That's a good idea.
And see if we can make our own personal judgments, right? And then we're gonna end looking at some of the all time greats.
Ooh, okay,
cool.
Ooh.
All right, so I'm not gonna start with this top. There's one that's hot and heavy right now. Posted 12 hours ago. I'm just gonna read it to you, but I don't know if. I mean, it's pretty long, but I think we'll do this one. Fuck it. Right. Am I the asshole for telling my wife I'll divorce her if she continues to try and raise our son as Muslim?
Oh God.
Yeah. So that one, this
holy
one,
shit.
Yeah, this one I'm kind of like,
it's like,
case is not looking good, bud.
Yeah.
Not looking good for you.
Yeah. Please tell me this is just like some teenager who thought it would be funny.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Ask this.
All right, so posted 12 hours ago.
I have so many questions. Hopefully
well,
he answers
let's
them.
Let's address some of these. Me and my wife have been married for 2 years. She's from an immigrant family who is fundamentalist Muslims. I am a pretty much an atheist, and when we met, she was of the same mind. Perhaps agnostic is the better word. She continues to put it on front She continues to put on a front in front of her Muslim father. Fair enough. Her family does not like me because I'm a white guy who comes from a Christian home. This is a fact of the matter. They have said so much on social media. Okay. My wife lives with me. We agreed if we have kids, they would be raised secular. If they want to choose to be Muslim when they're old, that's fine. But I do not care for the religion and don't want it drilled into them. She agreed, and I would not have kids. And I would not have kids otherwise. Her family did not show up to our wedding. Jesus Christ. Now that our son has been born, her family keeps pressuring to see my son and take him to their mosque. I refused, and she agreed. But now I found out that her father took my son there and dressed him in Muslim clothes without my knowledge. So I'm not good enough for the daughter because I'm not good enough for your daughter because I'm white. But my half-white son, you're going to take to raise against my wishes? No, sir. My father-in-law has a gross control over my wife. She is so happy when we can be in our home together and just be ourselves, have glasses of wine, eat whatever we want, wear whatever we want, when she sees her father and she comes back depressed and ashamed. He is pressuring her to be a Muslim or a half Muslim, whatever. She's my wife and I love her, but she's an adult and can do what she wants. However, I refuse to let my father-in-law drill thoughts into my boy's head. He's my son too, and he's a baby. I've told her this many times, but she continues to bring him to my father-in-law's, who continues to do religious things with him. My father-in-law refuses to listen when I tell him not to do this and ignores me. He acts like I'm not the boy's father. I flat out told her I cannot allow my son to be raised that way, even if it meant splitting up. Edit. Seems like there's a lot of confusion about my wife's faith and her relationship with her family. Here's a story that might clear things up. My wife and myself were at the beach having fun, trying to surf. She was wearing a very sexy two-piece bikini.
Nice.
Wah-wah-wee-wah.
She takes selfies of herself and then posts them online where she thinks her family can't see. Harmless fun. Her brother somehow sees and rudely tells her that she's disgracing her family. Fuck's Not even kidding. I tell him to lay off her and he threatens to attack me. Her brother is 17. The father not only knew about this, but likes the brother's post. Needless to say, my wife ended up in tears, and we haven't gone to the beach since. These are her family.
I am strongly on his side.
I think so. I think, it sounds like this guy is respecting. This has nothing to do with what you think the headline would be.
Yeah.
Right? Which is like, oh, I disagree with damn Muslims, right? Which I think is probably the way people are starting to shake out on this. Yeah. I would assume. I'm going to open up the comments and see what we're dealing with here. But I think that in any relationship, I hate it when parents, I mean, listen, I don't like the boomers. How many times do we have to fucking talk about this, right?
Sorry. They won't die.
They won't die fast enough. Get them out of here. Fucking close your checks and leave the bar. Yeah.
Meta don't care. It's Meta, more like it.
You got it, brother. Anyway, all seriousness, I think that every generation is entitled to live the way that they think they need to live. This goes with religion. This goes with jobs. This goes with a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
Like your parents raise you a certain way, but then at a certain point, it's also up to them to understand the way in which the world is changing and that you're an independent person who can make your own fucking decisions, right? I'm a pretty like strong believer in that. So I think that hearing somebody that has this much control over their daughter who's married and has a fucking family, I think is some bullshit. Right. There are different iterations of the Muslim faith that some are more conservative and traditional than others, obviously. We don't know the extent of this family's orthodoxy.
Sounds pretty serious.
It sounds serious, but it also could be serious in the way that, like, you know, Christians are like, you know,
we got to baptize the baby.
Totally, right?
And yeah. Then the end times.
Yeah, exactly. But or you could just be like, we want to raise our child a certain way. Either way.
Think of the end times here. Yeah, I mean, this father-in-law actually has a point. The end times, when they cometh.
is that baby going to be in fucking, is it going to be?
That's what we want to know.
Is he going to be pegged or not? That's
if you're
what
asking
know.
Me, yeah. I'm going around to all the religions and getting that holy water. Might as well.
Might as fucking well.
Hedge them bet.
Once you see,
I think he should do.
When Satan comes down, you got to see what color his hat is.
Yeah, you got to so keep a yarmulke, one of those cloths, yeah. And then a cross totally. All in your trunk, in the boot of your car.
In the boot of your Subaru.
You're like, what's Satan wearing? Like, oh, he's Jewish. All right. Yarmulke City.
Give me the yarmulke.
Yeah. Give me the yarmulke. I think think he, you know what I'm thinking of? Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Ooh. I think the dad should lean in.
Poison
a
the father.
Bit.
Poison
Go
the
to the mosque with the father-in-law.
I think that's a good idea.
Like,
oh, and then mole for the FBI.
Yeah, mole for the FBI.
Oh, that's what we're talking
about. But that way, it's like.
Oh, get him deported.
Yeah. If you try to, if you try to cut your kid off from, like, one side of his family, he's always going to be curious about him. Right. You know, like.
Yeah.
I feel like. Someone had a really good suggestion in here that's like, why don't you treat it as a learning opportunity and like challenge him on stuff if he comes home from this and like has these statements or ideologies that you're like, huh?
Right.
Like what? Like challenge him on it. Ask him to explain why he feels that way. Right. And
divorce is an interesting prospect in this because I kind of feel like there's...
it would backfire.
Well, only would it backfire, but it's kind of like, It's a difficult situation. It is what the dad wants. It's going to hurt the wife tremendously. It's going to make her life way more complicated.
Her father now more than ever.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think what.
Which I'm just. Yeah, they got to move to Reykjavik or something, dude. Yeah. Get out of town.
Well, I think a big part of this is this is a little bit of, you know, be the better guy.
Right? Yeah.
For a little bit, and then you got to be the dick.
Well, but also, like, this is going to happen for the rest of their lives. Yeah. And I think that this husband needs to encourage his wife's independence in the way that she feels most comfortable, right? And kind of express what he just did there, which is like, you are so happy when we're together, when you were living this way, and you're so miserable when you're not that way.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I want what's best for you. I want what's best for our son. I think it's important that our son gets multiple global ideas, which he will have by proxy of you being Muslim and me being a white guy. So we need to like make sure that like it's okay for our son to be exposed to Muslim ideas, but I want to make sure that he has the opportunity to think critically about the world.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's how you should approach it. I say you're not the asshole, he's the asshole, but divorce is not the move.
Yeah.
I say
100%.
Fucking stick it out. Get him deported.
That's yep.
Back to Iceland.
Plant drugs and firearms.
Yeah.
On.
Yeah. Plant drugs, firearms.
Yeah. Go to the Muslim. Go to the mosque.
Yeah.
And then snitch, dude.
It would be
call
lame.
Call him out. Make up sexy rumors about him.
Yeah.
He'll be an outcast.
Yes. Yeah. Photoshop crop a naked body on him.
Yep.
And put that around the neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah.
And be like, look, he does porn.
Yeah.
Right. And get him on fucking Chatting Bay, dude.
I think clearly his wife has some really like deep issues relating to her conservative upbringing and like being like, him or me or like
I think that's too
the
much.
The shitty part is
I think
like
she needs help working through it. Like if I mean this is me not knowing their relationship and what they've tried before, but I feel like you should like talk to her, like go to therapy together. Because clearly she's got some hang-ups thanks to her family.
Right.
So
I think the word on this one is we're going to go not asshole.
Yeah.
He's definitely not an asshole. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, definitely not the asshole. Be considerate with your wife, though.
Yeah.
This is not your cross to bear. This is hers. Fucking let your son grow up as whatever you want, man. You can have another one.
I don't know, man. I would be pretty protective if it was my kid.
Oh,
for
sure.
Fuck your dad. Like, I never want to see him again. This is my kid.
Totally.
I'm protecting my kid. This guy is getting in my business, and he's either on board with what we're doing, or he's off. Like, there's only two choices.
Bingo, bango. All right, so let's...
He's not in charge anymore. Unless he's super rich.
The asshole.
And he's going to give us a ton of cashish.
Yes, that's right.
All right, so we're going to do top of all time on this post, and then we got to get the flip out of here.
Yeah,
we got to get the flip out.
All right, so this one, 26,000 upvotes. Top of all time, dog. Since you can read, do you want to read this one?
Yes, I do.
Really quickly, though. Interesting verdict.
Really long.
Interesting seeing this one because you see the verdict in advance, obviously, and the title. Is am I the asshole for telling someone his art sucks and he won't amount to he won't amount to much in life in front of his friends and family?
So you're like, I need the explanation
Holy shit, right? Because the verdict here is not the asshole.
Like,
which
how?
I don't really understand. Yeah. So, all right. So
let's find out if we agree, because there's some details we're missing here.
Doing my art here. It's like, dude, you have four babies.
Yeah.
Right. You need a job. Drive an Uber.
That might be. Yeah. Okay.
I have a small group of close friends, all males around the age of 25, that I hang out with almost every day. We've all known each other almost all of our lives, and recently, the past 1 to 5 years, got a new addition to our group. John. I never really liked John. He was rude, obnoxious, and would always talk like he knew everything. He was also incredibly pretentious. A friend of mine said Einstein once, and John interrupted him to say, "I have no idea who you're talking about. Do you mean the renowned scientist Albert Einstein?" I once put up a Snapchat story saying, "I love college football," and he replied to my story with, "It's called gridiron, you moron."
Oh, my God. I love this guy.
I don't understand how, but my friends readily accepted him into our circle. On one night, about 5 to 6 months ago, had a little get-together, and we were just drinking and having fun. John was kind of tipsy. He had some new girls show up, so I was kind of working my charm on them. They asked me what I did, and I went, "I'm a biomed engineer." I don't know why that triggered John so much, but he went on this hour-long tirade about how I'm just a drone in a rat race. He kept telling me about how I'm just like every other person and lacked creativity. He later passed out, but his little tirade became a running joke in our group. Every time I mentioned work or anything, John would start roasting me. He nicknamed me Drone and kept calling me that, even though I expressed multiple times that I don't like being called a drone.
This is the funniest group
this
of friends.
Amazing. He would keep telling me how easy engineering is. He watched some intro to engineering courses online. And any monkey with a brain can do what I do. That really pissed me off. Once I told him to shut the fuck up, but he was like, "What are you going to do, fight me? I dare you to swing."
I know karate.
Karate. I didn't want to fight him, so now I started getting referred to as a pussy by him.
Oh, my God.
Over the last few months or so, I kind of went front page a couple of times. I went front page a couple of times on Reddit, and everyone was like, "Damn, Moshka," and that's his username.
Okay.
"You're famous now," as a joke. That triggered him even more. He'd say stuff like, "His posts suck. They're not even funny." Reddit's just like filled with stupid Facebookers who upvote stupid clickbait shit and downvote meaningful talent. At this point, it is relevant to bring up what John does. He's a, quote, photographer who works as a barista at Starbucks. Right. How good is he? Honestly, he started off as an annoying kid with a DSLR, no talent, and a Facebook page where he uploaded three out of ten pictures. Over the years, he got slightly better, but it's still terrible. I'd say he's more of a 5 out of 10 now. 2 weeks ago, he got rejected from his dream job and made an Instagram post about how National Geography discriminated against him because of his skin color. Last week, we had a surprise birthday party at his place, and his family, he lives with his parents and friends. At the party, I apologized to him. I hadn't met him since the post, and he said, "I'm sorry you didn't get..." Oh, and I said, "I'm sorry you didn't get Nat Geo." To which he got
angry
again.
Only the hardest job to get ever.
To which he got angry again and said, "I'd rather eat my own shit than be a drone like you. What I'm doing is making real art, and it's something your robot brain won't ever understand. God. Or in the now or in the future, so I actually feel sorry for you." He said stuff like this in front of a girl I was with, who got so enraged that she left and told me to tell them that she's sick or something. That's it. Right. I fucking lost it. We were handing out mics to talk about our favorite memory with John, and I took the opportunity to say, "Well, John, your pictures fucking suck. No wonder Nat Geo rejected you. You're a 27-year-old barista with no college degree, mooching off your parents and taking worse pictures than any jackass with an iPhone camera. You're not going to amount to anything in life." At this point, his dad grabs the mic and shoves me. John came charging at me, but everyone just held him back. The rest of the guys were like, get him out of here, and I got kicked out. No one has talked to me since the incident, and John has blocked me from all social media. Our group chat has been pretty silent, too. John also apparently made a roast post about me. I don't know if I should apologize to him or not. Sorry for the long post. I know John is an asshole, but am I the asshole in this situation?
Verdict. Not the asshole.
Not the asshole.
Oh, my God. John is a cunt.
That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea who you're talking about. Do you mean Albert Einstein? Fuck you, oh my God. John.
This is a really good
It's called
example.
A gridiron.
Oh, my God. On. It's what called an idiot. Gridiron, you moron.
Fucking idiot.
It's called college football. Yeah. John, oh, calm man. Down.
I think I was this guy for like a part of my life in college for some, you know, like, I don't know. There's like some cynicism. And I feel like when you're like afraid to try and fail, it's easy to just critique everybody else. Man, I think there's a lot of people like this in the world.
Oh,
it's really interesting kind of guy. And he has to open up.
Down.
Yeah, this guy sucks. That's
what a terrible
hilarious.
Person.
This is actually a really good comment that I think this is like kind of where I'm at.
Right.
Saying all that on the mic in front of everyone is an asshole move, but I think you know that. However, I don't blame you, and I could never handle being around someone like that. I think if the dust settles, you just respond to his rude comments then and there as he says them, because now people remember this incident and think you're the same, if not worse than him.
That's true.
It's good
that's
advice.
Probably good, that's probably the
yeah.
move. Yeah, I mean, I think he's clearly a dickhead, so, and he has some serious issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe you're an engineer, dude. I think you maybe just fucking flaunt some cashish around him. I think you always try to pay for his drinks until he just like fucking goes broke from trying to out one up you.
Yeah.
You don't think calling someone out in this situation is beneficial for that person? Like, embarrassing him in front of a group of people?
I don't know if in his group. That was his birthday? Why were they all toasting him?
I don't know. It must have been like.
I wasn't reading this detail, but
I don't. You know, like this guy needs to stop being positively reinforced for the way he's acting.
Totally.
And I'm just surprised that any group of friends like allows him to continue that behavior. I don't know. I think he needs to look in the mirror, this guy, and like learn a couple things about how he's being a dick to the people around him, and then stop. And the quicker he does that, the better his life's going
to
be.
Maybe he needs
to become
a drone like everybody else.
Yeah, become a drone.
Become a drone, man. Mindless fucking drone.
In a way, he is the art piece, you know?
He is the art piece. All right, so that's fucking hilarious. All
this
right,
reminds
so that,
me of me in like when I was 14. Like, everything sucks, dude.
Yeah, of course.
You suck. Your art sucks.
Yeah. All right. So I'm the asshole. Fucking hilarious. Let's keep an eye on that one, because that one's that's a good sub, and that's an interesting idea of passing judgment over people's issues. All right. So moving on, let's do a couple randoms. Close this one out. I need to get to a friggin' job.
I have just landed on Ozark.
You got to go drone, dude.
The show.
Yeah. You know, drone. I love Ozark.
It's a great show.
It's so good.
I had a hard time getting on board with it initially because I can't detach Jason Bateman from Arrested Development. But
the minute you like get into watching it, though, he's an incredible actor.
I know he is. He's
but it's he's good. So recognizable.
Yeah. I know.
He's always Jason Bateman.
I know.
First,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I know. I landed on beekeeping, which is pretty interesting. It would be a fun hobby, you know.
It would.
Everybody wants to get into beekeeping. It's cool.
Stop being such a drone, dude. Everybody wants to get into beekeeping.
Not like in a shitty, like it just feels nice, right? You're like, bees. The only good thing left.
Yeah,
you know?
Pretty
like,
much. Yeah.
The bee. I like it. It sounds great.
The bees.
I'm into it. All right. One more random. Let's close this boy out.
Let's see. Gotham
City?
This
Batman?
Sucks, dude.
The show?
No, the poll. Oh, here we go. No, I'm getting crap ones, guys.
The poll?
I hate getting video game ones because
I know.
I just can't relate. Ooh, here's an interesting one. Anarchy 101. That seems like an interesting stuff.
Ooh, that's kind of fun.
Now, there's very little
Anarchy 101. That's tight, dude.
23,000 readers. So it's like a decent size. Okay, I'll check it out.
I just landed on, I don't understand. This is a community for Bally Song flippers, collectors, and anyone who's interested in the art sport of butterfly knives. So
that's cool.
People that are like flipping butterfly knives in strange ways. It's pretty tight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm in Anarchy, so I'm into butterfly knives.
That's true.
The one for one.
But not the ones made by the man.
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude.
Yeah. All right, cool. So this is DigiReddit, weekly sub about the internet, or weekly pod about the internet. By way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My Friday!
Happy to have the dog back.
I'm back.
Keeping us all together. We'll be back next week with another episode about the internet. Never give up.
Bye. Hang in there.